Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Sama Gimel. We're starting Simin Ches. Roy Chacham Gadol B'Torah but Mi Yisrael. A person sees a Chacham Gadol from of Torah. Mevorach Baruch Ata Hashem Lekenu Melech Elam Shecholak Mechach Mosoi Lirayov. So the same way by a Melech you make a bracha Shecholak Mikvoider Lirayov. By Chachma you make a bracha Shecholak Mechach Mosoi Lirayov. Klal Yisrael are the Yirei Hashem, and the Rashi shares his Chachma with Klal Yisrael. Now, the Chayyadim says it's referring to a Chacham Gadol B'Tara Miyisrael. It's referring specifically to the Chachma Zatara. A Rav Chacham Gadol B'Chachma Sa'olam, a person is a wise person in the the laws of the world, of the nature. The Bereshim gives Chachmas Ha'olam, as opposed to Chachmas HaTorah. That's something that the Bereshim he gives over to Basar Adam, wisdom and knowledge. The Chayyadim does not say that this person is Jewish or not. Hara Chacham Gadol B'Torah Miyisrael, at the beginning of the Siman, he says, a person is a Talmud Chacham who's Jewish. Over here he says a person is a Chacham Gadol B'Chachma Sa'olam. He doesn't say a Chacham of the Umas Sa'olam who is a Chacham Gadol in these Chachmas. He says a person. So Rabbi David Yosef in his Sefer Halacha Brura is Medayik from the Chayyadim, that the Chayyadim holds that this would be true even if the Chacham is a Jewish Chacham. So you can have a situation, you have a Jewish person who is very knowledgeable, not in Torah, he's very knowledgeable in Chachmas Olam. So you would make a bracha on him, Shenosan mi Chachmas Soy lebasar Adam. Now, in the parentheses, the Chayyadim is going to grapple with what defines what level of wisdom are we talking about? Who do we say is considered this Chacham you make this bracha on? Alva Gav the Bisman is Ein Lono Din Chatama Chacham. The Poskim assume, the Shach and others assume that the full din of a Talmud Chacham that the Gemara is referring to doesn't apply by Zman Hazeh, in regards to many areas of halacha. Kamakam in Yinzeh, in regards to this bracha, af by Zman Hazeh, Mishu Muflik Batara Mavarach Allah Brachas. So the Chayyadim says that even by Zman Hazeh, which you do not give a person a din of a Talmud Chacham that he's patur from paying the taxes for the city, even though he can afford it. A person is an ani, he's an ani. But a person who is well off, but he's a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says he does not have to pay the taxes of the city. Even a Jewish city, they had taxes to pay for the wall and etc. Different things. The Chacham does not need to pay that money. But we say that Bizman is there. There's no Talmud Chacham in regards to that. So a person who has the financial means, even though it's a Talmud Chacham, he would contribute to the taxes to cover the shmir of the city, etc. But regards to making a bracha, as long as the person is called a muflag b'tero, you make a bracha, bracha zu, b'chein muchach, b'tur shekosav, al b'rechus. Now, he brings it right from the tour. There's a bracha that you say when you see 600,000 Jews, you make a bracha, chacham arozim. There is an example in the Gemara which indicates that not only can you make this bracha on when you see 600,000 Jews, but if you have a Chacham who is so important to Klal Yisrael that he's the equivalent of 600,000 people, you'll make the bracha of Chacham Arizim on that person. And that, the Torah points out, we don't have a Chacham Bizman is there for that purpose. But the Torah, by this halacha, of the bracha of Shecholak Mechachmasoy L'Riyov, he does not mention we don't have a Talmud Chacham Bizman Hazeh for that purpose. So you see from the Torah is saying that you extraordinary individual that we're describing, Chacham Arizim, doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. But this bracha of Shecholak Mechachmasoy L'Riyov does apply Bizman Hazeh as long as he's somebody of significant stature that is recognized by everybody that he as such. That's his right that he brings. Regards to the point that the Chayyadim says that you make, if you have a Jewish individual who is knowledgeable in the Chachma other than Torah, even though the Chayadim indicates that you make a bracha on it, there are multiple persons which disagree. And Rabbi Yosef brings a list of them. It's interesting. He brings that Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchok on the Maimer in regards to Chanukah points this out, that a Chacham, a Jewish Chacham, in other wisdoms, does not get a bracha of being knowledgeable. That's the knowledge which the Russian gave over to the Musalim. And for Klal Yisrael, their main focus of their knowledge should be to be used to be able to be Chachamim and Torah. There is an opinion that this Chachma, we say the Chachma Ha'olam, that you make a bracha on a well-known, wise individual, knowledgeable individual from Umus Olam, on Chachmas Olam, that's only referring to the objective types of wisdom. But a person who is very knowledgeable in their religious matters, etc., obviously we do not make a bracha on that. Okay. One last point I just want to correct. I did find Rabbi Yosef in his Sefer Halacha Berurah brings multiple sources that a person who would see the king, or for that matter, the Chacham as well, through a clear picture, through a binoculars or telescope or something of that sort, he felt that you could make a bracha on it. And he seems to be bringing multiple sources that would be acceptable for that purpose. I'm not sure what to do Halacha L'maisa in that regards, but I just want to point out that he's very strong in that Halacha L'maisa, that one could do so. Have a good day.